And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hey, Barrett.
Hi, Olivia.
What you doing?
Studying for Mrs. Meltzner's science test on Wednesday.
Huh. While your email's open?
I can multitask. And you'd better let me get back to it, or you'll have to do the play next week without Mortimer Brewster.
Wait, what does science class have to do with you being in the play?
The play is an extracurricular activity. You can't do those if you're on academic probation, which I'll be on if I fail this test.
Aw, they wouldn't really make you quit the play this close to performance.
Sure they would. It happened to Priscilla a couple years ago. Oh.
What's that?
An email. Oh, look at this. Huh. It says, I have a copy of Mrs. Meltzner's science test for Wednesday. Follow the attached instructions before Tuesday at 9 p.m., and you can get them for $20. Do you think this is real?
No. It's probably a scam. I mean, how would anyone get a copy of the test?
Good point.
Yeah.
All right, and delete.
Okay, well, I will let you study. See you at rehearsal tomorrow.
Right. Wait, tomorrow? Rehearsal's not till Wednesday.
Yeah, well, this is the week before the play. Miss Adelaide said that we'd have to practice every day after school.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a problem?
I was gonna do most of my studying tomorrow. Man, I never have enough time. Maybe our practice will be short.
With Miss Adelaide directing?
Splendid! Absolutely wonderful! That was our best rehearsal ever. You all did a glorious job, especially you, Barrett.
Thank you, Miss Adelaide. Should I pack the costumes in the closet?
Heavens, no! That was so perfect that we need to do it again.
Again?
You mean the last scene?
Oh, no. As we say in the theater, take it from the top. Oh, this will be beyond perfect when we open next week.
Okay. From the top.
Whoa, what's the matter, Barrett? Are you feeling the pressure? A little stage fright, maybe? Why don't you move aside and let the more talented and less pressured understudy take over? My public awaits.
Thanks, Jay. I'll be just fine. Time to study.
And just where have you been, young man?
Very funny, Emily. I've been at rehearsal.
Aren't you usually home by 6?
Yes, but Ms. Adelaide decided we needed to go through the whole play 3 times.
Oh.
I called Mom and let her know I'd be late. Have you ever accidentally deleted an email?
Sure, but if it's in the last few days, you can just get it out of the trash. Why?
I deleted an email that will help me study. Put the money in an envelope with your name inside it in locker 289 before 9 p.m. You'll get an email later with the test answers. Oh!
Barrett, hello there.
Hi, Mrs. Meltzner. You're here late.
I could say the same about you. I've been installing our new physics lab. I'm about to lock up. Did you need to get back inside?
Yeah. I forgot something in the theater.
Oh, I'll wait here while you get it.
You know what? Never mind. I can get it tomorrow.
Okay.
Actually, I better go get it. Yeah, I need it tonight. I'm sorry.
Sure, that's fine. Just make it quick.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Is that a science test I see?
Yeah, Mrs. Meltzner gave them back today.
Oh, 100%. Very good.
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
You could have fooled me. Were you expecting to do better?
No, it's great. This grade saved me from academic probation.
There must be more on your mind than that science test.
Yeah, there is. A few days ago, I found out that someone at school is doing something bad. But I don't know who it is. I'm thinking that maybe I should find out so I can convince them to stop.
Well, that sounds like a job for a teacher.
The teachers don't know about this.
Well, I get the sense that you're not going to tell me exactly what's going on either.
I can't.
Well, it's noble of you to confront this person. Sometimes God uses us to nudge other people toward repentance.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I just need to find out who this person is.
Oh, it sounds like a real mystery.
What was that?
Wow, where do you come from?
That booth over there. I have good ears. So, give me the details.
Thanks, but I want to look into this one on my own.
Hey, two heads are better than one. And I'm good at solving mysteries.
She does have a point, Barrett. I'll let you two sort this out. Now let me know if you need anything.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker. Okay, spill. What's this mystery? So, we need to find the person who sent you this email. Do you still have it?
No, I told you. I deleted it and emptied the trash without reading all of it.
Oh, that'll be tough then. And you're sure you told me everything?
Yeah.
You got an email saying that you should put money in an envelope in locker 289 to get answers to a test. Nothing more. The slightest detail may be important.
That's all.
We need to talk to someone who works at the school office. Hey, doesn't Olivia work there?
Yeah, she's a student assistant. But do we really need to involve anybody else?
Let's see if she can meet us at school early tomorrow morning. We need to know who has that locker.
Is she allowed to tell us that?
Of course I can tell you that. It's no secret. You see people at their lockers every day.
Great. So who has the locker we asked about?
Yeah, I can't tell you.
But you just said...
No, I can't tell you because no one has locker 289. It's unassigned.
Then how would our scammer get in there?
Maybe the culprit isn't opening the locker at all. Maybe all the money and envelopes with names are still in there.
What? But that's silly. Why would he do that if he can't get the money? I mean, how would he know who to send the answers to if he didn't get the envelopes?
Or she. Villains can be female, you know. And I don't know why he or she did or didn't do anything yet.
Well, there's one way to find out. Mr. Redicop's got the master key.
Mr. Redicop, the janitor?
I'll call him.
But you really don't have to.
Oh, it's no problem. Hey, Mr. Redicop?
Sid, do you need the locker open?
Yes, Sid. It's this one, 289.
Well, you're probably not allowed to open it for kids, right?
Barrett!
Hey, I'm a stickler for school procedure.
Oh, it doesn't matter if the locker isn't assigned. I can open it.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Great.
Just a quick turn of the master key here.
What's wrong?
There's a key broken off in the lock.
Really? Oh, that's too bad.
So how do we get inside?
Hey, talk to Mr. Schilling in the metal shop. He's got a hand drill.
Ooh, is he there now?
This early? Not a chance. He usually strolls in around 9.
Oh, well, we'll talk to him later. Thanks, Mr. Redicop. Oh,
I didn't do anything, but you're welcome. See ya.
Bye. Boy, I gotta go too, actually. I'm supposed to stay in the office for my job. See you at rehearsal, Barrett.
Bye, Olivia.
Bye, Olivia.
Bye.
Do you really think the envelopes could still be in there?
Maybe. We might end up catching the scammer and everyone who cheated. Wouldn't that be something?
Yes. It'd be something, all right.
Wait a minute.
What?
What's behind this wall?
I don't know. I guess the school auditorium. Why?
Follow me. Guess is that the other side of the wall where the lockers are hung is in the little room behind this door.
That's the prop closet.
Barrett! Getting in some extra practice?
No, Ms. Adelaide. We're...
Investigating a mystery, and we need to get in this closet. Do you happen to have a key?
Of course. Oh, this is all very intriguing. Well, Emily, is there a hole?
I can't see. There are too many costumes piled up. Wait! There is! Somebody hit a hole behind this trunk!
Nice work. I can take it from here.
Are you kidding? I found this. I'm checking it out.
But you're going to disturb the crime scene.
There's nothing to disturb. The locker's empty.
Oh, that's too bad.
So, our scammer already got the money out. The email said to drop it off Tuesday night, right?
Yep.
Miss Adelaide, who could have had access to this room Tuesday night? Does anyone else have a key?
Aside from me, the only one with a key is...
Who?
Me.
And obviously you didn't do this, so... Is this door always locked?
Yes, except during practices, of course.
Okay, you had a practice Tuesday night, right?
We did, but no one else was here during rehearsal.
And the door was locked again after rehearsal?
That's your job, Barrett.
Oh, I think I locked it. I usually do, but I could have forgotten.
You rehearsed the next day, too. Was it locked when you came in?
I don't remember. Sorry.
So somebody could have gone in late after rehearsal on Tuesday. Miss Adelaide, you said you didn't see anyone hanging around.
Oh, no students. But you might ask Mrs. Meltzner to be sure.
Mrs. Meltzner?
Well, she was in the physics lab down the hall when I left that night. Maybe she saw something.
And if she did, we just might have our scammer. Thanks, Miss Adelaide.
You're welcome. Let me know how this turns out. Oh, it's all so exciting.
Come on, Barrett.
Emily, wait.
What?
Even if Mrs. Meltzner saw someone, that doesn't mean they're the scammer.
But don't you think they'd be pretty suspicious?
No, because I came back here Tuesday night.
You did?
Yes.
But wasn't that the night that you were studying so hard for that test?
I forgot one of my books here. I had to come back and get it.
Well, either way, we need to talk to Mrs. Meltzner. Maybe you weren't the only one here on that night.
I'm sorry, Emily. Other than Barrett, I didn't see anyone.
Rats!
But I didn't leave the lab until I headed home, so the fact that I didn't see anyone doesn't mean no one else was on the premises.
Right. There might have been lots of people here besides me.
It's certainly possible. We should talk to the principal about this, Barrett.
Sure. I'll tell him everything I know.
Thank you. And I want you to know how proud I am of what you're doing. It's not always easy to stand up for what's right. Most people would take the easy road and not say anything.
Well, I don't know.
Meanwhile, I'll keep investigating. I won't rest until everyone involved in this scandal has been put in jail. I mean, detention. See ya.
What have I gotten myself into? So now I don't know what to do.
So, you're the person you mentioned to me earlier who did something bad?
No, I mean, I did do something bad, but this other person, the person I don't know, is doing a bigger bad thing. I'd have never done my bad thing if this other person hadn't done his or her bad thing.
Barrett, it'd be a lot easier to give you advice if you'd simply tell me what it is that you did.
I can't, Mr. Whitaker. I'm too ashamed.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I'm trying to make it right.
Well, have you repented of what you did?
Yes. I feel awful, and I've been trying to find the person behind this.
And who have you told about all of this?
Other than you? No one.
Well, so you haven't repented then.
What do you mean?
Repentance is more than feeling badly about what you did and trying to fix it. Those are important things to do, to be sure, but another key is confession. Admitting what you did to God and to the person you harmed, and asking for their forgiveness. You understand?
I can't do that, Mr. Whitaker. I just can't. Not yet. There's got to be a clue somewhere in this email.
Hey, Barrett.
Olivia, do you like sneaking up on me?
I love it. So what you doing? I don't see you in the library very often.
Still trying to solve this mystery.
Hey, is that a copy of Mrs. Meltzner's test? Where did you get that?
The principal gave it to me today. This is the test that was sent out over email.
Can I see?
I guess so.
Hey, this is a picture of the test.
I know.
I mean, it's a picture taken of the test. Whoever sent this out didn't get Mrs. Meltzner's computer files. They took a picture of the test somewhere, and I think I know where they did it.
Where?
See that word in the corner of the picture?
Yeah, it's pretty blurry. Barton?
Yep. Print off that picture.
Why?
Because Barton is the brand of copier we have in the school office.
Huh.
That's a Barton copier.
So somebody took a picture of the test while it was in the copier.
Yeah. Oh, wait, let me see that picture again.
All right.
Okay. See, it's a picture of the out tray, and it's got to be from this angle.
So the camera would have to be over here or up there.
Barrett, look. Look in the ceiling.
There's a little hole.
Yeah, I never noticed that, and I'm in here every day.
Quick, slide that chair over here.
Okay, be careful.
I will. I'll just lift this ceiling tile.
Oh, wow.
What?
There's a video camera up here.
And not just that. It's connected to...
If I can reach it...
Barry, don't fall.
I won't. There's a laptop up here, too.
What? So, okay, the computer records the tests being copied. Then the scammer gets it off the laptop and emails it out. Oh, that's clever.
Oh, here's the laptop.
What's going on in here? Barrett, what are you doing?
Solving the case. This camera and laptop were in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. The scammer used them to record pictures of the test.
Investigating without me? Whose computer is it?
It's a school laptop. Anybody could have borrowed it.
Well, can you look at the video? Maybe the bad guy or girl showed his or her face.
Ah, I'm on it. It might take a minute. What are you doing here, Emily?
Investigating, of course. I finally got to talk to Mr. Schilling in the metal shop.
But we don't need the locker opened anymore.
True, but I started to wonder why there was a key broken off in that locker. Maybe that was part of the scheme. But it turns out that a bunch of key blanks are missing.
What are key blanks?
Keys that you use to make into real keys. And not only that, Mr. Schilling found out that someone's been copying keys with the key machine.
The school has a key machine?
Where do you think all those keys come from? That's probably how our scammer got into the prop closet, and how they got into the school late at night. And now I'm guessing that's how they got in here, too. Mr. Schilling was going to talk to the principal. I'm going to tell Mrs. Meltzner what we found.
Have you found a face yet, Barrett?
No. It looks like it only takes a picture whenever the copier is working. It's a motion-sensing camera.
Is there anything else on the laptop? Let me see.
Here. But I'm telling you that I don't see any faces.
Well, how about the other files? What's this one?
Which one?
It's a text file. Austin Winslow, $20 science. Brendan McFarland, $10 history. This is a list of everyone who cheated.
Really? Let me see.
Hey! Ow! Easy, Barrett. Don't pull my arms off.
Sorry. I'm excited that we're solving this case. Madeline and Leah are on the list, too. There are a lot of cheaters in this school.
Can I have that back?
Sure.
Let's take this to Mrs. Meltzner right away. We may not know who's behind this, but at least we know who cheated.
Yeah, well, you go ahead. I should lock the office up.
Oh.
See you there.
All right.
Wait, Barrett, I need to talk to you.
Okay. See you in a minute, Em.
Okay.
What's up, Livia?
I saw you.
Saw me what?
Delete something on that list.
I didn't delete anything.
Yes, you did. You highlighted something, and you deleted it.
No, I didn't. Honestly, Olivia, maybe I bumped a key, but I didn't delete anything.
Why are you lying to me?
I'm not lying, Olivia. I didn't erase anything.
If you say so. Well, I better lock up. See you in Mrs. Meltzner's room.
Here, I'll walk with you.
No, thanks. You go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you for your detective work, Emily. I'll show this to the principal first thing in the morning.
Well, I can't take credit for all of it. Barrett is the one who found the computer.
I am very proud of you, Barrett. You're a young man with real integrity.
I can't do this anymore. I repent!
What? Repent?
I did it. I bought the answers and cheated on your test, Mrs. Meltzner.
You mean you put money in the locker?
Yes. That's what I was doing on Tuesday night, and I erased my name off the list of cheaters on the laptop. I'm so, so sorry.
Hey, what's going on?
Barrett's confessing.
Barrett? You were behind this whole thing?
No! I bought the answers and cheated on the tests. I felt so guilty. And to make it worse, I've been lying all this time to you guys. I'm sorry, Mrs. Meltzer, and I'm sorry, Olivia. Oh, and yes, I'm sorry, Emily.
But if you cheated, why did you want to investigate in the first place?
To try and make things right. I wanted to find the scammer and convince them to stop. I thought if I did that, I'd feel better about myself. But then Mrs. Meltzer was saying how proud she was of me, and Olivia saw me erase my name from the computer and looked like she was so ashamed of me that I had to confess.
Well, I can't say that I'm not disappointed, but I appreciate you telling me, Barrett. You do know that I'll have to fail you on the test.
Yes, ma'am.
And that as a result, you won't be able to be in the play?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, we still have to figure out who the person is behind this scheme.
I have an idea. Barrett, do you still have that email from the scammer?
Why, if it isn't Barrett. But sadly, it is. You wanted to see me?
Hey, Jay. I did?
Don't play coy. You emailed me saying you found my camera and wanted to meet up here in the library. Capiche?
Oh, so that was your email?
So, are you ready to come clean?
About what?
About the cheating scheme, bright boy! And if you would, come a little closer, speak into my jacket.
Cheating scheme? What cheating scheme?
Aren't you Mr. Facetious? You know a cheating scheme.
But I don't.
Whoa!
Why don't you tell me about it, Jay?
Mrs. Meltzer, actually, I'm glad you're here. I have, conclusive proof that Barrett here bought answers to your science test.
Really?
I got emails and handwriting samples and a recording of my little flower here. It appears to be time to give him the old boot out of the play and hand the role of Mortimer over to his more than capable understudy.
Barrett has already admitted to cheating, Jay.
Yeah, I knew. Oh, he has? Well, then I guess I'll just see you on opening night next week. Or maybe I won't see you because my autograph line will be so long.
Actually, neither of you will be there opening night.
What are you talking about? I can play Mortimer now.
No, you can't. Students on suspension can't be in the play.
Suspension?
Yes, for selling the answers to tests.
No, but that was just me showing you how dishonest Barrett really is. And it worked.
And what about the other names on the laptop? The students you charge for answers to other tests?
Oh, those. You saw those, huh? Uh-huh. They were a public service for disadvantaged students who needed a helping hand with, you know, the rigors of a tough school schedule.
Mm-hmm. Come along, Jay. Let's get your parents on the phone.
So, how's detention, Barrett?
It's okay. Funny how I finally have enough time to study. Olivia, I'm really, really sorry that I lied to you.
You already apologized. So, I know you want to ask about the play.
I was kind of putting that off. What did the cast and Ms. Adelaide decide?
We're going to cancel the performance.
Oh, no!
We can't do it without a Mortimer.
Oh, Olivia, I'm sorry.
Stop apologizing already.
Sorry. I mean...
You didn't let me finish. All of us still want to do the play with the perfect Mortimer. And there's really only one of those.
What do you mean?
Study up, Barrett. We need you in the play. And we will perform it in the spring. Assuming you're off probation by then.
Oh, thanks, Olivia. And I know you're tired of hearing it, but I'm really, really sorry that I messed all this up. I'll do whatever I can to make it right. I'll study hard.
Oh, I know you will. And there's one more thing you can do right now. The last step of repentance.
What's that?
Accept forgiveness.
Earlier in today's adventure, Wit said that repentance is more than just feeling bad about something wrong we've done. That leads to shame, and sometimes even more sin, in an attempt to cover up our guilt. But true repentance moves beyond feeling bad. It involves facing up to the wrong things we've done, confessing sin, and giving others the opportunity to show us forgiveness. When we repent, we turn away from our sin completely and turn toward God. He's always there, ready and waiting to forgive us and to show us how to live for Him. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Repent After Me was written by Marshall Younger and Nathan Hubler and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Rob Jorgensen and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andy Pessoa, Christina Pacelli, Kelly Stables, Audrey Wasilewski, Barbara Niles, Whit Herford, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.